Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's a Thursday morning, a football Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Here in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
53 degrees right now. Going to be diddling 80, depending on where you are. And again, your Buffalo Bills take on the Miami Dolphins tonight in primetime live on 96.5 WCMF. We will have all of our Football Friday programming moved one day ahead. Tommy's got his picks to make.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
will have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. In just after 9 to recap those picks. We are waiting to see what Ryan is wearing in today. We have no idea.
Yeah.
We know what Tommy's wearing in. Mm-hmm. Did you have ear surgery at the veterinarian yesterday?
That is a hell of a collar. My angle's the best of it because it I can
hold on, I had to pull my collar down. I can't hear you. Go ahead, say it again.
Like, I could see the height of it from my angle.
You look like a carrot halfway harvested. What? Why?
We're not even doing a bit yet.
No, what do you mean not even doing a bit? That whole thing, it's got three buttonholes.
Well, actually, it's got buttons,
on
the collar,
on the side, too.
To hold the collar down,
you know,
so it
I
doesn't
thought,
flap up in a wind.
You know what I thought when I initially sat down? I thought you had, like, gems on the side of the collar. Like, I thought it was some sort of pin.
Well, they're shiny buttons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you go into your closet and reach back to 20 years ago? Because Kimmy, is that an old shirt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is laundry not done?
No, I just, just break it out.
I'd look like an idiot
switching
even more.
Switching it up today.
Okay.
What?
Let's start the show then, in that case, as we try to not be distracted. You want to take a trip east?
No, sure. Where are we going?
We're going to go to Middletown, New York, which is near Poughkeepsie.
Oh, yeah, way down.
Yep, and there is a reason why we are going to Middletown, New York. You know, back when New York State legalized recreational cannabis.
Yeah.
Recreational. You had an option as a town or a village to opt in or opt out.
Yeah.
And the rules were, if you opted in, you were in forever, but you got to partake in the tax money.
Yeah.
That
the
came
revenue
in.
Came in.
Yeah, you got thank you. I appreciate it. If you opted out, you had time later where you could decide to opt in, but you got no tax revenue. And this became an interesting debate. We weren't sure how it was going to shake out. We discovered recently that the tax revenue for some of these towns has done wonders.
Oh, yeah.
For example, the town of Henrietta, having opted in to legalize marijuana, is going to be able to lower property taxes.
Look at this.
With the money that they've collected from recreational cannabis. But that has not kept some towns from deciding, I still don't
want
to do
it. Yeah, I don't want money.
Okay.
Not for me, thank you.
Middletown, New York
yeah.
is one of the towns that decided they did not want to opt in. And they have continually decided to not opt in.
They're standing firm against the green line.
Which is what makes this story so interesting.
What happened?
Because they're not as firm against the green line as you'd think. It was announced yesterday that a company named Jeter, which is a lifestyle and cannabis franchise.
Wait, Jeter like the baseball player?
Spelled differently.
The same.
Okay.
They are going to be opening a manufacturing...
Packaging?
So it's just
something
a plant.
Packaging.
Yeah.
Like a manufacturer.
But it deals in cannabis.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
It's a cannabis business that will be opening in Middletown, a town where you are not allowed to legally buy right. marijuana.
I said they're Kentucky. Because Kentucky has counties where they distill bourbon mm-hmm. that are dry counties.
So it's made there. You yeah. just can't drink it.
Because I think Maker's Mark for a long time was made like in a county that you could not buy it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to read you a quote from the mayor of Middletown. Quote, "It's a huge generator of taxes. It's a huge industry. It benefits farmers. It benefits the tax base of the state. Yet despite that,
yeah.
they're
yeah.
not going to allow the recreational right. sale."
So they are Kentucky.
It's very interesting.
Can somebody explain this to me? 252-WCMF, is this smarter than we think? Is it confusing then? More confusing?
Why wait? If you want the money, why not go get all the money?
Why like, no go get all the
I'm
money?
I'm with them, though.
You why got no wholesale go get all the money? Why would you stop halfway when you know it's you make money?
It's a really good
it's
question.
Like dipping your toe in there. Into the water.
Well, because again, like the yeah. mayor says, yes, like this is making money for the state.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good for the farmers. It boosts the economy. But we're not going to allow.
Not too far.
Well,
yeah.
I don't get it.
And people are smoking it in your town.
Yeah, you can't keep people from legally smoking right. or possessing 3 ounces or under.
I just can't buy it.
Exactly. So, and I don't know. I've never been to Middletown right out of the gate.
Yeah.
I don't know how big Middletown is.
Toddling little town, Middletown.
But I would guess there's places near Middletown where you can go and legally buy marijuana.
Poughkeepsie, probably.
Okay, so I.
But who doesn't want to get high in Poughkeepsie?
Explain it to me. Is it hypocritical of this company to open up in a town that doesn't allow sales?
Oh, no. What do they care? They're just making this stuff.
Well, yeah, but I would also think you would want to support the towns that are going to support you the most.
Yeah,
right.
But,
I mean, they're going to be packaging it there, but they can't sell it.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, that's if you got like a soul. Like if you have like, this ethical background.
Well, I mean, you want. You're going to be packaging to sell to places that can yeah. legally sell it, right?
Right?
So why would you not want to move it to a place that also aligns with the ideas you have?
Maybe they gave you a good deal.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Abe. He seems to know more than we do.
Okay.
Hey, Abe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man. So this processing facility, it's a processing facility.
Processing.
No, it's not processing. It's processing.
Processing.
It's like No Wave on Paul Road. You pretty much will pick your flower. You'll do what you're going to do with it, like freeze it or whatever, whatnot. And then what they'll do is they'll turn it into oils. They'll make, like, sodas or, like, waters, anything like that.
Okay.
So it's actually good. So with this, there's distributing, there's picking, there's processing, all that kind
dope
of stuff.
Chopping.
So what this is
weed transportation.
Yeah, like, so the farm I worked on, they used No Wave for a little while, and they had, you know, they made their oils and stuff for them, and then they processed it into either gummies, they made vape pens, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so as a guy who's in this industry, is it hypocritical of this company to open up in a place that doesn't allow retail sales?
Well, you know, I mean, you're not doing the retail sales, but they're still collecting tax revenue through taxing through that different division of processing or distributing so said marijuana.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, I'll be at the Bills game tonight. I'll be looking for you.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
There goes Abe. Man who knows his marijuana with an old school
processing.
Name.
Processing. Why
do
you say it like that?
Processing. He's gotten so high he can't say it. It's all long O's, Kimmy. First O's. All right, so with this plant, right, I'm assuming that they're going to be hiring,
yeah.
right? That's good for the economy. And there are people like Abraham, who we just talked to mm-hmm. here, who have worked in this industry, do work in this industry. I have a question.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We work around the corner from the Genesee Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am not mistaken, part of one of the perks at the Genesee Brewery is they will give you free beer.
Yeah.
You are
the guy, the employee.
Yeah, yeah. You're allotted X amount of free beer a week, a month, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's good policy, right? Mm-hmm. It keeps you familiar with the product.
Yeah. Sure.
Nice little bonus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really cost the company much. Does that same kind of thing happen with marijuana?
Oh, they gave you an ounce a week?
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious.
I mean, I would Maybe. Imagine, like, you know, when you go into those places, those people kind of have to be experts on all the products, so I would think they'd want you to try everything and let you know how it's going to affect you.
Okay, now we have not established this yet, and if anyone has the answer, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The reason I ask this
yeah.
is if in this town retail sales are not allowed, and also yeah. gifting someone marijuana is against the law. By law in New York State, you can't just hand someone marijuana.
Oh.
They wouldn't legally be allowed to do that at this facility.
Uh,
Okay.
As far as I understand the law.
Benefit as an employee.
Exactly. Like, I can work here amongst all this stuff, but I can't take any of it home. And if I want to buy it, I would have to find a place outside of where I work and live to
go. So no freebies.
You can't consume the product you're creating. Yeah.
Without going somewhere else where I can legally buy it.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it gets really silly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you I wonder if companies are legally allowed in towns. All right, so like my father-in-law, for example, he is Jamaican, and he was staying with us 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And where they come from, no legal recreational marijuana. So this was like Disney World for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Henrietta has all of the dispensaries. So they went down to one place, and they gave him a free joint. Like, as a sample, but they couldn't give it to him. They had to charge him, like, a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it's like, deep discounted.
Yeah. Like, it was essentially a giveaway. Like, here, you can try this. Here, you need to give us, like, a dollar, and they gave him the whole thing. So, I mean,
maybe that's how they do it, then.
Like, with the employer?
Yeah, they just give you, charge you chintz for it.
But they couldn't do that in this town.
Yeah, because you can't sell it.
Can't sell it legally.
Yeah,
and you also
so you ain't getting nothing.
I wonder where the closest place is to Middletown where you could buy. I thought
it was close to Poughkeepsie. It's like between New York and Poughkeepsie, right?
Yeah, you want to Google or check if Poughkeepsie allows. And plus,
it's not that far away from the city.
And it goes village by village, so there could be a smaller place outside of Middletown that allows. Chrissy
writes
us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. We're talking about the town of Middletown, New York. They opted out of cannabis sales, legal retail, and they have continued to do so. Yet they announced this week that they are opening essentially marijuana packaging and distributing building.
Yeah.
A company is opening there, and the mayor of this town, despite the fact that they won't allow retail sales, says, quote, "It's a huge generator of taxes, huge industry. It benefits farmers. It benefits the tax base of the state. They won't sell it, but they'll allow work." Chrissy writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
"I have a friend that works at a dispensary, and all of the distributors, they give them all free samples." That's a pretty nice perk.
Oh. Okay.
You think they have to tell them you can't do this right now? we talked, yesterday? Two days ago, about getting high on the job?
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, I would imagine everyone at the Jenny Brewery knows you can't drink the beer.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a policy you can't have alcohol or you're working machinery.
But it's also easier to hide that you're high than it is that you're drunk.
True.
Right? Like,
true.
If I'm eating a gummy, I don't smell like anything.
No.
Yeah.
But to Kimmy's point, like, you can't just take a hit of a gummy.
Right.
When you eat that gummy, it's going to do its business.
Do its business?
You can't call it back.
You got the gummies doing its business over here. You're doing a gummy business?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're doing with your big-ass collar?
Tearing your brain up.
Don't be reefer madness, guy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I don't get you at all.
Letting the green genie in your mind.
Is that a thing you guys said back in the day?
Oh, sure.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
We didn't have many words.
We had few words.
All right.
You all got way more words than we had.
What always bothers me about you.
Yeah, about me in particular.
You specifically.
Me, universally me.
As a human being.
Yeah.
In your jeans and your blue socks, like you're Ted dancing on Cheers. Every time we have a marijuana discussion, we will start the break, and you will come in hard, right? It's stupid not to have legal marijuana. Yeah. It's a tax.
I'm for
freedom, all for it. And by the end of the conversation, you manage to twist yourself on the other side to everyone that uses it is a jackass. Every single time.
I like to leave my mocking options open.
You pretend like you do it on purpose, but it's a legitimate battle in your big ass, deep hairline head of, I enjoy the idea that there's freedom for people to use marijuana, but I hate everybody who uses marijuana.
Well, because I can't use it.
You can use it. It's a free country.
It is? Maybe free. Not on my property. Try that in a small town.
252-WCMF, going along the lines of what you were talking about with Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
Barbara's on CMF. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Morning. I do believe, unless they've changed in the last couple of years, Jack Daniels is made in a dry county.
I think you're right.
So if I take the Jack Daniels distillery tour, Barbara, do they have samples there? Is there like an exception?
No, there is nothing like that. Otherwise, they would have definitely would have a hotel and a tasting room and restaurant and all that. They would have taken that to the full marketing advantage, but such is not the case.
What a stupid
out there.
But like, if you think it's dangerous, how do you let them produce it there?
Know.
You got to go like two counties over to buy it and smuggle it back in.
But they've
been moonshine.
They've been doing that since like the 1800s down there. You know what I mean?
I understand.
And they just never changed the laws.
But let's just talk base level.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Like, if you think this is so dangerous that we will not allow it to be sold where we live, whether it's marijuana or alcohol, how do you then justify allowing it to be manufactured for other people?
I think a lot of those counties, I think the one where they did Maker's Mark, I think it flipped.
Okay.
Where you can get booze now.
Oh, yeah,
but you're right. It was ridiculous to take the tour. And thank you. Want some barbecue sauce?
But they probably do love the revenue. You know, the county loves the revenue that's brought in. They just don't want people.
For Jack Daniels? I think so.
And I think they should open up some kind of an amusement thing, call it Jackland. I don't know.
All right, Barbara, you went over there.
You tried so hard.
You were doing so good, buddy. You were doing so good. He hung up on himself.
Maker's Mark is, not made in a dry county, so must have changed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got that going for us. So if you want Maker's Mark, you can go take the tour, have some. But you can't buy marijuana in Middletown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It would be a hike, but there are those in other countries, other states that are driving. Hours
to get this stuff,
even flying for the opportunity for a meal at this place.
It can't be that good.
Look, man, I have never been.
You're saying you're coming from another country,
yes,
which means your country,
yes,
ain't got this.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Ain't nowhere around.
Is this the only location?
It is the only location, and there's a reason, Kim.
And it's a meal,
it's essentially just a meal. You're hanging out in the break room, watch just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. Are you familiar with Bovina, New York?
Never heard of it.
All right, so it is about 3.5 hours from us, just south of Albany. It is so small, it does not have a grocery store.
Oh my God.
It is so small.
How small is it?
Your cell phone does not work while you are in the town.
Greg, it's up in the mountains or something?
No, it's just there's no cell phone tower there.
Near it?
That's how in the middle of nowhere this place is.
Jesus.
The population is just a few hundred people. But it has become the most popular place in New York State with foodies.
So it's like fine dining?
That's because, Tommy.
Yeah, what they got?
Bovina, however you say it, is home to the Bovina Farm and Fermentory.
What's a fermentory?
Kimmy, can you Google what a fermentory is?
Like
thank
fermation?
You. Ferment food?
Fermation? I don't know.
Eat me some fermation.
This place is a log cabin style restaurant, and I guess you could call it a hotel. It's more of an Airbnb.
It's like an inn?
Yeah.
So you could stay there?
Yes. It looks like on the inside, like one of the homes they have at the Genesee Country Village.
Oh, so it's like a log cabin.
Okay. Kind of, but it's a little bit bigger. It just looks like a house.
So it's rustic.
On top of that, they also have a brewery on the premises.
All right. But what am I eating that everybody's coming there?
So Fermentory is a business that produces fermented products such as beer, cider, kombucha, large-scale fermentation.
There you go.
All things fermented.
You got it. It is the most hipster thing you can imagine.
But what am I getting at?
So I don't have an actual menu in front of me because the menu changes every time.
Oh, it's one of them joints.
You got it.
Okay.
So
maybe they have some unique things that they ferment.
Formed a table.
Well, I'll give you an example of the kind of thing they do.
Yeah.
This summer they were hosting what's called Summer Feasts. It's a meal outside at a long communal table.
Oh, one of them dick tables where everybody, look at us, we're outside eating. Why don't we all wear a white?
So it looks like there's...
We're a rugby team.
It looks like there's seats for like 30 to 40 people.
Okay.
And you'll be sitting with strangers when you go.
So yeah. It's kind of exclusive, too.
But you all have one thing in common. You're all a bunch of asses.
It gets worse. I'm not even done.
Oh, God.
You dine by candle and moonlight outside. Outside.
Just the way they used to.
It is a multi-course, family-style meal accompanied by house beer pairings. It is $120 plus tip per person.
Wait, damn. Per ass.
And it is, again, family style, so you're just like scooping
yeah,
on
yeah, plate. More taters?
And it is impossible to get in.
Oh, my God. This genius on this little log cabin
I am surprised
to come up with this crap. You got to give your hats off to him.
Give your hats off to him. Not take your hats off. I'm so
no,
impressed.
Give him the hat.
You can keep my hat.
Give them the hat.
You can keep my hat on.
Says Joe Cocker.
But no, that was Randy Newman.
No, Joe Cocker did.
Randy Newman did it first. Doesn't matter.
I feel like there must be some other unique aspect to this because I know that there are other places that do similar dinners and stuff.
They do
like
it here.
Farms. Yeah. So
that
I'm
white
wondering
table
like,
thing.
If they have some unique food or something that you can't get other places.
I mean, Kimmy, folks are traveling.
To travel for something like this seems like you could just find something closer.
They travel from all over upstate New York, Canada, New England, New York City just to go to this tiny little town. And I mean, Kimmy, you're right. Like, I'm looking at pictures of this.
I feel like we're missing something.
Nah. My wife has dragged me to 20 places like this within an hour of Rochester. Ugh. And, like, the couple that owns it, they're, like, the most hipster-looking
mid-30s
couple ever.
Yeah. What does he weigh, about 70 pounds?
No, he's a little thicker, but he's wearing selvedge jeans. Okay. She's got, like, a corduroy jumper on. I hate everything about this. Like, the water comes in a glass bottle that gets poured out. It looks like it's from, like, 60 years ago.
Okay.
This sucks so hard. There's no way the food is good enough to justify
it. Well, even if it's good, you're not going to get enough of it. Even if it's family style.
And that's you talking.
It's going to be puny portions.
Oh, Tommy Boulay size.
Yes.
So it looks like they also do just like regular dinner at tables inside the restaurant, but like they have people that are coming and staying at this inn for the only two.
It's an event.
Yeah, just to have dinner there. Yeah. And when there's not a lot of space to stay, it looks like. So
that's what I was thinking. Like, if you don't fit in that inn, where else are you going
to
go?
You either stay in Albany or you drive the 2-3 hours back home to where you come from.
Oh, you're going
to
be so full.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
This place, the Bovina, does anyone know how to say that, by the way, 252 WCMF, because it's bothering me? This town, like, just south of Albany.
Yeah.
It is so popular. It has been written up in every high-end artsy magazine you could imagine.
I'm sure the New York Times did a food study on it.
They 100% did. Mm-hmm. They've been featured in Country Living. There's been multiple news stories on
Boston Globe, the Toronto Star.
It's ridiculous. And I almost didn't do this story this morning because my wife is up right now and she's absolutely listening and I'm going to have to go to this stupid effing place.
But every time I've been to one of these things with my wife, she will complain afterwards that it wasn't worth it the food was so small.
Thank you. Thank you.
I told you we went to one this summer and it was like, you got to be kidding me. There was no food at all. And she goes, well, that wasn't worth it. No kidding. Like I could count everything on your plate and that's all you're getting.
If this was the best food you were ever going to have in your life,
yeah.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
But you had to drive 3.5 hours and sit family style.
But it was guaranteed this is the best food I'm ever going to have.
It will be the best food you ever had, but it's a 3.5 hour drive each way, and you are now seated with strangers you will have to interact with.
I don't love that part. Because you, I mean, there's no, I don't love the mystery of who I'm going to be sitting next to.
So that would be enough to keep you away.
Okay, if you're guaranteeing me, though, that this is the best food I'm ever going to have, I probably might make the trip out of curiosity.
But you're going to be on a, it's like being on a rustic cruise. Because on those cruise ships, you have to sit down with a table of 10 of people you don't know, and these are your people now to have dinner with.
You're dressed like you're going to this dinner.
I mean, she's right.
I feel like it's hard for me to really take a lot of stock in what's coming out of your mouth.
More water?
I mean, you do have paisley on the inside of your giant collar.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Which is weird, because you probably could have sold advertisements. That's how big the collar is today, if you are not watching on the live stream. Damn it, my wife just texted me.
What?
I want to go. No.
You're going.
I'm not going. Yep. I'm not going.
Let us know how it is.
Can I tell you about one of the worst experiences of my life? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this restaurant in Bovina, New York. It's just south of Albany. It is all the rage. It's become the most popular restaurant in the state of New York. People are traveling from Canada, New England, New York City just to come to this like cabin barn looking place.
Yeah.
Eat these family style meals at a long table. It looks like they also do other things, but I'm looking at the website and it's so there was a place like this. That was in Rochester, and it was open for like a year. This was like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Right? And it was in your town.
Oh.
Mm.
So my wife, please.
I remember this joint. I went there too.
She's begging me, please. Here we go. Fine. All right. So it's what they call a fixed menu.
Yeah.
Which means you are getting what they serve you.
Right. This is the meal tonight. Yeah.
And it's like 3 or 4 different little things.
Mm-hmm.
And you get sat next to whoever's there.
Yeah. And it's very small, limited seating.
Yes. So we get sat next to these strangers. You are locked into this seat for 2.5 hours. You cannot move for 2.5 hours.
And it's slow serving.
And which is funny, like it's slow serving, but like it's not enough food to justify how slow it's coming.
It's like you're eating in France, but they broke the later's legs.
The later's legs.
And he's got to crawl the food over to you.
Bro, and we get stuck next to this other young couple who was just like the most boring. Like they talked a lot. For being the most boring people I have ever met in my life. If somebody said, you can set yourself on fire and we'll put you out in 10 seconds, but you get to leave, I would have taken that. I'm not even exaggerating. I was smoking then too. So like all I wanted was nicotine on top of how all of there's 2.5 hours. I got stuck in this thing for 2.5 effing hours. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not going to this thing.
And it's expensive.
I would also worry, family style food amongst strangers, I'm not taking as much as I want to take. You know what I mean?
Like, imagine your husband. That's a deep scooping boy.
Yeah, well, he's just going to take the bowls and start eating out of them.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm going to be so self-conscious about how much I'm putting on my plate because I don't want to look like I'm hogging the thing, you know?
You got to fancy eat, too. Slow.
Yep.
Put your fork down.
Have a conversation while you're eating. Which
you can't just shovel it in, man. Like I want to.
You're gonna be doing like the talking while covering your mouth thing.
My father never said he loved me.
There's also another thing that kind of sucks because even if you go and it is the greatest food you've ever had, like it's kind of a tease because, I mean, how often are you gonna go make that trip again?
Amen. Amen.
Now I'm just craving it, and I can't have it.
No, you're right. And here's the thing. Even if you go make that trip again, it's not going to be the same menu when you go back.
The funniest thing, too, is that my parents used to do this a lot. They would go out to these restaurants, right? My God, what did I charge you? They would attempt to make the same meal at home, and it never hit its mark, but they would not let it go how good they improved it. They improved the meal that this, like, high-end chef made for you in New York City.
I have heard they're pretty good at making their own Kahlua.
Yeah. Especially if you got a colonoscopy coming up in about 2 or 3 days. You'll be cleaned out. You will have Montezuma's, revenge?
252-WCMF. Yeah, you nailed it. 252-9263. Let's take one call before we move on here, talking about this high-end restaurant and inn in Bovina, New York. There's only a couple hundred people that live in this town. The town does not have a grocery store. It gets no cell phone reception, yet it's become like the hottest, trendiest place in New York. People from Canada, New England, New York City, upstate New York are traveling to this place just to have a meal at this communal restaurant. Pete's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I read about this place. After you're done with your candlelight dinner where you can't see what you're eating, you have to play horseshoes, and then they're square dancing.
No, you're making
that
up.
I'm out.
Wait, you're making that up.
Is that? Are you being serious, Pete? Is that
I
a
can't
real
tell
thing?
Because that seems like it you would.
Get up. Come on.
Okay,
guess
Pete.
I'm making it up.
I don't know, Pete. This is stupid enough to be.
It doesn't sound out of the realm of possibility.
Pete, you suck and everybody hates you. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
But I kind of believe like square dancing.
They might have some yard games set up. That makes sense.
All right. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come back with me, Tommy.
Where are we going?
2022.
Oh, wow.
That's when the free ride for the Buffalo Bills was over.
Yeah.
A division rival. They were pulling out all the stops. They brought in a genius to run the team. They spent a fortune loaded up on talent. And they were going to run the AFC East for the next decade.
Damn.
Things didn't really go the way they wanted to. And tonight, your Buffalo Bills could have a chance to put one man out of his misery.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF Bills Dolphins live tonight in prime time. And right now, the 2-0 Bills can take a stranglehold on the division, keep their winning streak alive at home. And the Dolphins, on the other hand, are just looking for anything positive.
Yeah.
Anything. Miami is 0-2. They were destroyed on the road by the Colts week one. They pulled defeat from the jaws of victory at home in an embarrassing loss to the Patriots last week.
And the Patriots ain't no good.
I don't think they are.
All right.
Dolphins defense has given up 33 points each week.
Goddamn.
To teams that are not offensive juggernauts.
Yeah.
It is bad for the Dolphins. And the Bills have an opportunity here.
All right.
Now, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Come back with me.
Where are we going?
To 2022. The Miami Dolphins introduced wunderkind genius Mike McDaniel as their head coach.
Because he was like one of these guys who looks differently at the game, thinks out of the box.
Yep. He was an offensive coordinator, had all kinds of success in San Francisco.
He looks like a weakling.
Okay, again.
I am a weakling.
Yes.
So I know of what I speak. That guy does not look like a football player.
He was a safety at Yale. He played football.
Yale.
bro.
I could probably start at Yale at my age.
I can give you 15 reasons
why. It's the old grand line of Yale's.
Everything you just said would never happen in the universe. But no, he was an offensive revolutionary.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like a revolutionary.
Okay.
And they went out and they spent money to get pieces. They traded for Tyreek Hill, gave him a giant contract. They gave massive contracts to free agents on the defense to lock down Josh and take this team to the next level. Mm-hmm. It was go time. And since then, they have had three straight second place AFC East finishes. They have made the playoffs only 2 out of 3 years. They have never won a playoff game. And my favorite stat, they are 1-6 from that moment against the Bills, including the playoffs, having lost the last 6 straight to Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
The bottom line.
They ain't no good.
And things are bad for Coach Skateboard.
Yeah.
The Bills have an opportunity tonight. If you go lay the wood to Miami, they have to fire McDaniel tonight. Right, Kimmy? They have to.
Look at they manhandle.
0-3 start with no hope in sight. I would think. I don't even know who would step up in his place there.
Who
I don't
cares?
Know.
I mean, if you're the Dolphins, anybody? Yeah. Hey, you got a pulse? We'll take you. Because what's he doing for him?
Yeah.
What has he done for him?
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be guys out there that are itching for the gig.
Well, they're not going to bring in anyone from outside in the beginning.
All right, so you just bump the guy up, like the offensive coordinator?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Blind Bobby McGee's. Great kid.
Blind Bobby McGee.
Yeah, he came out of the Blues many years ago.
Is that right? He was in
New York. I can't see no football, baby. Oh, we 0-3.
Why would you hire him after that interview is my question.
I don't know. They were desperate.
Well, the thing is, too, and you can even hear it in Mike McDaniel's interviews, he just sounds defeated. Like, he doesn't even have that, like, that positive, upbeat, like, spark anymore.
Because he was kind of goofy, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, like, he had a way of, like, around. Distracting you kind of from what was going on the field. Kind of had that Rex Ryan effect to some extent.
Oh, tell you what he was.
Skinny
Kimmy.
Rex.
Big vibes guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I don't even think he has that anymore.
Vibes
right
are off,
now.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Vibes are off.
You were saying, too, like, guys went out of there, like Tariq Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be there.
At the end of last season, he said he didn't want to be there. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I want to be back there. You have guys that just left the Dolphins roster that went to other teams that are saying it's a complete disaster. This week, there were anonymous players quoted as saying nobody is being held responsible. People are late for meetings all the time. Nobody cares.
So it's like they're done.
It's over. Yeah. They're cooked. I mean, that's what it sounds like coming out. And I mean, look, man, you look at what happens on the field the last couple of years when things get serious for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They puke all over themselves. I mean, like 2 years ago, they were a game away, a home game against the Bills from winning the AFC East.
They had the t-shirts and everything.
They had a 5-game lead. With, like, 9 games to go. Like, it was locked up.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing, getting blown out in a wild card game in Kansas City. It is bad. And here's why I do believe.
Okay.
If things go poorly tonight for Miami, that Skateboard is gone.
What's that?
Miami would have the mini bye to get their affairs in order.
Oh.
And put a new coach in charge. But it's even better than that. So they play tonight. They don't play again until next Monday.
So it could be Bloody Friday in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it could. You would have...
Like the plane lands and they're waiting with the axe?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Tomorrow morning, then we wake up and we find out he's been fired. Right? Like, you'd be punting on the season, but that Miami team doesn't have enough talent to compete in week 3.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be 4 games, essentially, behind the Bills if you lost this game tonight. Who cares? Who cares? Start now. Get it done.
All right.
I don't know. And it's just a matter of time anyway. Like, even if, let's say, the Dolphins go out and manage an upset, you're not going to turn your season around with a win against the Bills the way that they've looked.
Okay.
Sure, you just buy time.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With that being said, there is something to keep in mind.
What's that?
A desperate team is a dangerous team.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have the talent.
You do.
Well, and you have
and
to
you have to want to play.
I was going to say, you have to have guys that want to win, that want to turn things around.
Let me ask you this.
That haven't given up already.
Like, sometimes you want to win for the coach. Like, you know the coach is in a hot seat. But if you don't like that dude and you don't care about him, what you're not going to lay your ass out on the line.
I'm not going to
get an injury for this dick.
You're not wrong.
When he may not be here in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, because even the Bills in their worst seasons, they managed those upsets from time to time.
Well, I think you guys are having two different arguments here. Tommy's argument is we're not going to see anything extraordinary because they hate the coach.
Yeah.
Your argument is...
A desperate team can pull out a win even against the best teams. I mean,
even if you hate, like they could go for it on every fourth down. Who cares?
They are professionals. They don't want to be embarrassed on national television.
Maybe.
But if they don't even have that in them,
You know what I mean?
I mean, how this game goes early will determine. Like, you know, against the Jets last week, it became apparent midway through the second quarter on that second James Cook run where he was on the inside and three guys wrapped him up and then all of a sudden he was running for the end zone. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go home right there. They were done playing football. So if the Bills come out tonight and pounce on him, or after this, in the second quarter they start to pull away, I mean, it's done. It's over. If you let him hang around, then you got a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
But there is a fun fact I would like to share.
Well, I love fun facts.
With everybody. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, you know what?
And I was unaware of this. Did you know
what?
That Josh Allen, in his career as a starter, has never lost on Thursday night?
Really?
I am knocking on wood.
Oh, man. I don't like that statistic.
Josh Allen has never lost on Thursday night as a starter.
How many times has he played Thursday night?
I don't know. But there's been a lot of them the last couple of years. Kimmy, can we get a
That's impressive.
Out? Right? Because I hate
prime time.
I hate Thursday night games. I despise Thursday night games.
Yeah, but you get to see your boy Fitzy.
Well, yeah, okay.
He's very funny.
He is. He's quite the funny man.
Yeah.
But
you should write some of his stuff down.
He has played in seven.
Seven?
Seven Thursday night games.
He's
7-0 record on Thursdays.
God damn.
Can you believe that?
No.
That includes the two Thanksgiving contests, by the way.
That still is a Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah. That is a Thursday.
That is an official Thursday.
Count it as a Thursday. I mean, look, going back to the whole Miami thing.
This is exciting. Genuine prime time, Miami ass kicking.
Short week, divisional opponent, massive underdogs. I mean, this is one of those anything can happen games tonight. Mm-hmm. It's also a good opportunity for the Bills to show the league they're for real.
Yeah.
Because there are games, these are games right now I don't think you can afford to drop. Like, if you win this game tonight, it gives you a nice buffer in the AFC East. It would be your third straight AFC win.
You need it if you want to go big time.
You would also have a 2.5 game lead over Kansas City before week three even starts.
That's big.
And it would be really nice to put Coach Capri Pants out to pasture.
I forgot he had those clam diggers.
Right? I was like, come on.
I know.
Like, I was.
Yeah, but do you.
Coach.
Do you want
pants.
Him gone this early? Like, if he really is, like.
Yeah.
You know, of. The reason the team's losing, why not? Why wouldn't you want him to like stick around a little longer?
I hate that guy.
Take your Capri britches and leave.
So. Like, you know what I hate the most about McDaniel?
What?
He's a dick that tries to play it off like he's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's a knock-around regular guy.
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy, man. I wish it were colder t-shirts. Like, he just needles and needles. And then he's like, what? What, guy? What happened?
So, I'm guessing... We play Miami later into the season.
Yes.
So they don't even get that hot weather that they got last time.
No.
Probably not.
When everybody was dying on the field. So if they go down there in, let's say, November, December, the weather's pretty mild.
Sure.
They don't even get that advantage for that home game.
You're right.
You could really just crush them twice.
You're right, but you also can make the argument the Bills don't have the advantage of them having to play in snow.
True.
Yeah, they play in
November.
Early November. Yeah.
November 9th.
But it seems like the heat slows you down faster than the snow.
Ah, for the Bills, that one loss.
I mean, my God, you couldn't. Those guys were dying.
Yeah. I mean, but it's funny too. Like that, we have beaten the Dolphins six straight games.
Yeah.
And that one loss, the first game McDaniel coached, still is burned into all of our.
Yeah, games. I know.
Because they almost won that game.
I mean,
even though they were getting. They were like, you know.
They should have won that game.
It's the only game I can think of where like the weather actually had an effect. On the outcome of that game.
Because who was the offensive coordinator? Remember him flipping out in the booth?
Oh, it was Ken Dorsey.
Yeah, remember he started like slamming everything, going nuts?
Well, it is weird. Like the universe broke off. Come back with me. Come back, everybody. I'm sorry.
Again?
We're going 3 years
back.
Up. 3 years back. I'm sorry. You got to come with me. Bills, Dolphins, Mike McDaniel's first game coaching against the Bills in Miami.
Yeah.
Don't forget, that is also the game that Tua Tagovailoa got that obvious concussion going into halftime.
And that started it.
And they let him stay in, and then it led to that whole horrific scene the next week in prime time.
And he's never beaten that.
No. Nope.
Really.
Well, I only remember the weather games because the other one I'm thinking of is when the Patriots upset the Bills at home during that crazy
snow. Three passes
like,
for
Mac
Jones.
That seems to be when like the only significant losses for me, remembering the Bills.
Another fun fact. Yo, no, I mean, you're right. But it's always division stuff, too. Like,
hopefully everything's cool in the division. Yeah.
Watch it. Tornado coming to Highmark Stadium. Josh Allen, in his career, has now played a full 17-game season against the Miami Dolphins.
Oh,
He is 15-2.
Oh, my God.
And both of those losses came in Miami on crazy last-play shenanigans.
Wow.
We just talked about the Heat game, which we all remember.
Yeah.
Don't forget, the Bills should have beaten the Miami Dolphins in Josh's first start. Charles Clay dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone.
And it was close last year. It came down to that field goal at the end.
Oh, Tyler, big balls pass, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. I can't wait. Tommy is going to make his picks today.
Yeah.
Because it is a football Thursday just after 7:45. You're coming off a 4-1 week, buddy.
Yeah, big time, man.
Very impressive. A Tommy tells it like it is just after 7:45 here in the break room on a football Thursday. Then just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
To recap those picks, our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan.
The Wad Squad.
Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
We have been taking guesses on what he will come in as.
Yeah.
Kimmy, yours is my favorite guess.
Which is Miami Lance.
My dad
in
Miami.
Yeah, your dad in Miami.
Oh, yeah, he's got the look.
I wanted actual Dolphin because I told you guys with his shirt off, he's hairless.
I feel like that'd be tough to pull off, though.
I want Miami Vice.
Well, it would be more Ryami Vice.
He could be Crockett and Tubby.
I think that's
freeze. It's
the only joke we could have used. But freeze, and he's actually holding ice cream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.